Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We believe and know, Jesus, you will reveal yourself to us. And Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are God and we welcome you here. This series is called The Glory of the Lord. And just this week, some of the messages are under the title, The Name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the Lord God Almighty, the only true God. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person and being in the universe. The chief end of man is to know Him. Humans are born to fellowship with Him. That's what humans were born to do. Anyone who makes it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. Amen. His glory and majesty fills the heaven of heavens, the third heaven. There's three heavens. But also His glory is everywhere on the earth. It's just incredible. That's literally the Lord Himself. And He's one. The Lord is one. That scripture from Zechariah. The Lord is one. The Lord is one. His name. One. That's Zechariah 14:9. Another translation, the NASB says, in that day the Lord will be the only one and His name the only one. But first, before I get into anything, I want to just continue to emphasize man was born to fellowship with God. The glory of the Lord is available. That's the answer. That's how we know Him and walk with Him. But it's the answer for us. For every person on the earth, it's the answer for them personally. They were born to fellowship with Him. And His glory is so wonderful. He's beyond words. He cannot be put into words. Remember that very, very few people find Him in this way. Very few. Let's remember that, and that most people, if they're trying, that's great that they're trying. If they're saved, if they're a believer, and especially if they're in ministry, that's wonderful. But very few find Him and His glory, and so we should never look at anything. We should look directly to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And it's just so glorious. Everything, the anointing, the presence of Jesus solves everything. And an example, let's just look at this short series called The Name of Jesus. Well, we can approach it ourselves. Okay, here's the bottom line. When we let the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ, who is the Father, Amen, God Almighty, when we find Him, He reveals everything. He will reveal fully the name of Jesus and all the wonderful things about that eternal revelation. And it's so glorious, and it will flow, and it will be so wonderful. And any other way is not going to work. Okay. I do want to give some practical teaching about this. But the absolute key is the Lord Himself, the only true God. And this is leads to, this eternal revelation that when we, the Lord is one, the Lord God Almighty, the only true God. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when we use the name of Jesus, that name contains all, is represents and contains, it's beyond words. It contains the fullness of the Godhead and is represents the Father. Amen. And just is just so glorious. And we see in the Bible, there's probably hundreds of revelations of God's name. You know, the very first one is Elohim. Then the next next one really is Jehovah. When you see the Lord God, Lord in capital letters, that's Jehovah. And that represents relationship with mankind. Whenever in the Bible, this is so one, I was just listening to a great teaching by a great man of God about how whenever in the Bible God is dealing with man and dealing with his covenant, his partnership with man and with the blood of Jesus, it's foreshadowing all the times that the blood is foreshadowed. It's the Lord God, because that's about relationship with man. So Elohim presents God. God, for example, it says God made the heavens and the earth. But Jehovah reveals him to mankind so that man can have a relationship with him. The angels, all the angels, they only know him as Elohim. They don't have that covenant. It's that revelation of having a relationship with him. So let's skip ahead. All throughout the Bible, there's more than 330 prophecies about Jesus Christ. And a great man of God explains it like, if you look at the whole Bible from Genesis all the way into the New Testament, it's like going through fog and it's getting clearer and clearer. Okay, and until finally Jesus Christ, at the right perfect time, Jesus Christ is revealed. And so the name of Jesus is represents the only true God. He is God. Amen. He's the Son of God and God. And so God has made it very clear, obvious and apparent to mankind, especially today in modern times when the gospel can be proclaimed throughout the world. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. And it's also so wonderful reading, like I was just reading in Malachi. But this is definitely in every book of the Bible. Talks about God's name and about how his name is holy, and his this one in Malachi 3:16. This is incredible promise. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. To think that the Lord God Almighty would listen and hear us, humans. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. And again, every book of the Bible has so much about his name and so forth. Remember, this is God Almighty, the Lord God Almighty, the only true God. At this time, Jesus Christ had not been revealed. You know, all throughout those 4,000 years of human history, it's so simple. Any person could know God and have a relationship with him, fear him, and meditate on his name. They may not even hear the name Jehovah or you know, and so forth. But now we have this greatest privilege of knowing the name of God's only begotten Son. So today, those who do hear about Jesus Christ today, I do think more is required of us. We, to whom much is given, much is required. We, it's very clear, obvious and apparent that Jesus Christ is how someone can know God, but also that the revelation, the eternal revelation, that He's God Almighty also. And I go back to this, Jesus said, John 3:18, it says, He said, "He who believes in Him," Jesus, "is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So this name, this is crucial. Like, somehow on the surface, when the name of Jesus, there's a simplicity. It is simple, you know, that God has made it simple. But it's really, it's everything to mankind. What do I mean by that? It's simple, okay, but at the same time, it's an eternal revelation. But also, one aspect of it is, it is critical and crucial for a person on the earth. If they don't call on the name, you know, Jesus said it right here. He mentioned believe three times in this one verse. If they don't believe in Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, their eternal destiny is at stake. And if they don't believe, they end up in hell. That's how important the name of Jesus is. You know, we should never take it for granted. And for those who do believe, so wonderful, so glorious, so awesome, so incredible, just beyond words, incredible. Let me give an example. This is someone that I respect. I one time told him, I said, "Jesus Christ, this is serious, but I want to just make a point here." I said to him, "Jesus Christ is the answer." And he said, "You got to think of something new." And that's, so I'm not judging him, but my point is sometimes we as people, especially in today, we might take his name for granted. We might think, "Oh, okay, it's simple. It's, yeah, I know that." Well, let's get to the heart of this. That's why I mentioned the name of Jesus Christ. And of course, Jesus Christ, he's everything to us. And this name, the revelation of the name of Jesus, is too wonderful for us and too glorious for us to comprehend, but the Holy Spirit can and will reveal the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And even now, I'm just, after reading John 3:18 several times, I'm like, this is incredible. Believe. He said, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, John 3:16, he says, famous verse, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So is it believe in him or believe in the name? It's all the above, and both, all of it. And when someone does, how glorious. Reinhard Bonnke once said, "How can you say no to Jesus Christ? How can you stay away from Jesus Christ?" And oh, this is just a whole nother vast topic. But I've mentioned this before. It's just something I'm trying to put into words. we have this view. Human beings have a certain view of God, right? And then they have a certain view of Jesus Christ. And often those views are just totally different. I mean, like, totally. If you ask, especially unbelievers, but also believers, it's like, we, you know, even Spurgeon said in that message I heard recently, he said, don't think that God is a tyrant in heaven and had to change when Jesus Christ came to the earth and died. God the Father, that's been his plan since the foundation of the world. He thought of it. He planned it. Jesus fulfilled it. It's like, I want to finish up with this, but to think that everything about Jesus Christ reveals the Father. Everything. His name, everything he did, everything he does now, the fact that he died for the world, that he shed his blood seven times, that he came to the earth as a man, lived like us. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's just so awesome that, you know, even, and again, when we look at the Old Testament, and I understand there's challenging things in the Old Testament, but if we really look at it, we see God's mercy and love and his compassion. For example, we see over and over again his compassion for the aliens, the strangers, the widows, the orphans, for those in need, that he just again and again, like, and Jesus is no different. He is the fullness of the Godhead. He is the, in bodily form, he is the exact representation of God's nature. Glory to God. Now, part of this, though, is there is a difference. Jesus was very clear in teaching about and proclaiming the difference between him and his Father. And in the difference in their names, you know, and that opening of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. You know, may your name be kept holy. And Jesus said, remember, he said, fear him. Don't fear those who just have the power to, you know, fear him. I wanted to read this verse. It's Luke 12:5. But I will show, Jesus said, but I will show you. Well, let's start in verse 4. I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Now, let me read verse 6 and 7. This is glorious. Jesus said, are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So he presents, it's the two sides here. Verses 4 and 5, somebody may hear that and say, whoa, this is harsh. Well, let's read verse 6 and 7, and that's so wonderful. Okay. So I do want to try to finish with just that... that the name of Jesus represents the Godhead and the Father, and we should also have a great it's everything to us, and even more so, Jesus emphasized He said, "Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your name be kept holy." So there's this glorious revelation of both. And I want to finish up with something, you know, just try to be as positive as possible, because let's think about God Almighty has fully revealed himself through Jesus Christ. And what a glorious gospel. And he offers, it's a celebration. It's the greatest celebration is of the Lord himself and his glory and majesty and beauty and all of his attributes. That he's merciful and gracious. Isn't that fascinating? In Exodus, God revealed his attributes. Well, Jesus is exactly like that. Merciful, gracious, slow to anger, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth. Isn't that fascinating? Someone, we hear that, and we might think, well, is that about Jesus Christ or about the Father? Both. They're exactly one. They are one. Jesus is the fullness of the God. It's just so awesome. And so his name represents the Father God Almighty. When we do anything in the name of Jesus, when we use his name, that's why it's his name is just the mighty, the glorious, the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God.